Chapter 3, Getting Projects Creatively Underway, The 5 Phases of Project Planning. The key ingredients of relaxed control are 1. Clearly defined outcomes, projects, and the next actions required to move them toward closure, and 2. Reminders placed in a trusted system that is reviewed regularly. This is what I call horizontal focus. Although it may seem simple, the actual application of the process can create profound results. Enhancing vertical focus. Horizontal focus is all you'll need in most situations most of the time. Sometimes, however, you may need greater rigor and focus to get a project under control, to identify a solution, or to ensure that all the right steps have been determined. This is where vertical focus comes in. Knowing how to think productively in this more vertical way and how to integrate the results into your personal system is the second powerful behavior set needed for knowledge work. This kind of thinking doesn't have to be elaborate. Most of the thinking you'll need to do is informal, what I call back-of-the-envelope planning, the kind of thing you do literally on the back of an envelope in a coffee shop with a colleague as you're hashing out the agenda and structure of a sales presentation. In my experience, this tends to be the most productive kind of planning you can do in terms of your output relative to the energy you put into it. True, every once in a while, you may need to develop a more formal structure or plan to clarify components, sequences, or priorities, and more detailed outlines will also be necessary to coordinate more complex situations. If teams need to collaborate about various project pieces, for example, or if business plans need to be drafted to convince an investor you know what you're doing. But as a general rule, you can be pretty creative with nothing more than an envelope and a pencil. The greatest need I've seen in project thinking in the professional world is not for more formal models. Usually the people who need those models already have them or can get them as part of an academic or professional curriculum. Instead, I found the biggest gap to be the lack of a project-focusing model for the rest of us. We need ways to validate and support our thinking, no matter how informal. Formal planning sessions and high-horsepower planning tools, such as project software, can certainly be useful. But too often the participants in a meeting will need to have another meeting, a back-of-the-envelope session, to actually get a piece of work fleshed out and under control. More formal and structured meetings also tend to skip over at least one critical issue, such as why the project is being done in the first place. Or they don't allow adequate time for brainstorming, the development of a bunch of ideas nobody's ever thought about that would make the project more interesting, more profitable, or just more fun. And finally, very few such meetings bring to bear sufficient rigor in determining action steps and accountabilities for the various aspects of a project plan. The good news is there is a productive way to think about projects, situations, and topics that creates maximum value with minimal expenditure of time and effort. It happens to be the way we naturally think and plan, though not necessarily the way we normally plan when we consciously try to get a project under control. In my experience, when people do more planning, more informally and naturally, they relieve a great deal of stress and obtain better results.